Is it recording?
We're good to go.
Welcome to pod number 4.
We have expanded our listeners up to 20 followers on Twitter.
We've expanded our name to Pod Name TBD
with Ryan Ginger.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin. We have accepted your name. We thought it was awesome. We're also going to keep Pod Name TBD as a running joke that we still don't have a real name every episode.
Yeah. Like the pizza place on the Weekenders.
Exactly like the pizza place on the Weekenders, which is also the only show that changes clothes between every day and every episode in the show. Fun fact.
That's really smart. Do you think animators are just lazy, or they just want to like have a signature
like the other
look?
Shows? The
yeah.
other shows? I think they're probably
like,
just lazy.
Like, why does everyone only have one outfit? Like, it's gross.
They're probably just lazy. I mean, they've just come up with some really easy story and then just draw their 2D animation.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s. They didn't have to work very hard then.
That's true, but Phineas and Ferb only have one outfit too, you know?
Oh, that is new. I don't know, you know
yeah,
what
it's
that.
New.
I was story. Thinking Recess. Recess, they always wear the same thing. Spinelli wears like the exact same thing every time. Except for that episode where they find out she's an Ashley. And
right.
She dresses up.
Their clubhouse was actually so cool though.
The Ashley's clubhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. They clearly had some sort of engineering help in that clubhouse.
Yeah, I think
made
so
of
too.
Tires.
I just want to make note of one current event that's going on in the world. Me and Mike and I are Facebook friends again.
Yes, we all liked it on Facebook. We all saw Jordan
yep.
and I. Do you want to tell us about what happened there?
Yeah, we were sitting in class, and then I was like, hey, Mike, can you add me on Facebook? And he said, okay, and then he did it. And I was like, yes. And then I posted, because he was mad that I didn't tag him in the Phineas and Ferb video.
That he commented on mine, yes.
Right. So then last night, I went on YouTube, and I found
the
theme song for Friends?
I saw the one you sent to him.
Yeah,
once.
But it was for Phineas and Ferb,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't accept it, so that's sad.
Stay tuned for episode 7 when Mike and Selena are no longer Facebook friends.
Probably, yeah.
Episode 7.
They're very hot
week.
And cold Facebook friends. They're very raw
and
racial.
We've been friends and not friends about on and off 3 or 4 times, I think.
Yeah. It's exhausting for the rest of us, to be
yeah.
honest. Anyways, should we tell them what we got on the pod today? On the pod today, we have...
This is going to change because I feel like we have a lot more to rant about.
Yes.
And, like, Kadri's contract was the first thing on the list.
Well, we made our rundown 3 days ago before Kadri's contract. We were going to talk about how he was asking too much money, but he just signed his contract last night, so we'll talk
yeah.
about that. And Noah and Giordano are here too. They'll talk about that.
And it was before the contract was signed, and since then, the 3 days of school, we've realized how much we want to rant about school and about
right, which will be the first thing we talk about.
Yeah. We got a lot of built-up banger.
Our guest is going to be Noah again. We're going to have Noah's Terrible Childhood Part 2.
Glad to be here.
Thanks.
Samantha does not want me to talk about when she was drunk on the weekend.
Too bad.
Yeah,
it's not. It's going to happen, Sam.
It's officially on the rundown. It cannot be deleted.
It's happening. You don't have a choice. I'm not going to... Just something. I have to.
We're gonna touch on Frosh Week, our decathlon, and... We all watched the movie Fargo. Maybe we'll wait till Brian gets here to talk about Fargo.
Yeah.
It was a steaming pile of...
yeah.
That was pretty good.
It's one. It's one for Ryan.
Okay.
Giordano's keeping score, I'm swearing.
Oh, Giordano, that's
wait,
one
who,
for me.
Ryan, that's a check for you. Right
yeah,
now.
We're going to keep score of our swear words.
Then, what is Giordano ranting about again?
He's upset about the QB thing,
okay,
so
we'll
talk
about
that.
We're all gonna pitch in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we got the YouTube video of the week, Would You Rather, TV themes,
and I want to add, maybe I can do this next pod because I feel like it's gonna be an ongoing thing for me. Is that my elective? I have to talk about that.
You haven't went yet, so.
Exactly. So
you skipped your first class.
You know what? Maybe this will be a better rant for next week since I didn't go this week.
Well, here, we've just started it now. We can talk about it every week on the episode, on
okay.
the pod. Here's your first Selena's elective update. She didn't go to the first class.
Basically, I have 6 courses. They all sound really tough and really difficult.
Well, 5 of them sound really tough and difficult.
And then
5 engineering
yeah,
courses.
Like, what? Thermodynamics.
Stress analysis.
Oh,
fluid yeah. mechanics.
Economics. Engineering economics. I don't know.
Machine dynamics.
With the Hof. Okay,
yes.
With the Hof. And then I have... Intro to Media and Society. It's a
sounds
I don't
tough.
Know, media course or something like that. And I
you have don't you have like a 5-page double spaced paper you have to write?
Yeah, worth
sounds
like 20% or something like that.
Sounds rough.
And it's I don't think I'll go to any class. I don't think I'm going to put forth any effort in the class at all, because who would even think to major in something to do with, like, media? Oh, my cousin doesn't listen to this. She teaches media.
Well, if she officially follows us on Twitter, then we can just bleep this out.
But, man, it's actually a joke. Like, I'll keep you posted for the rest of the semester, but what I'm guessing is I'll probably get, like, a... You know what? I'm not going to try, but I'll still probably get an A plus or something like that.
Ooh,
okay, that's how ridiculous the class is.
Well, I'm not making any promises.
So
I'm just trying to make fun.
That class now.
I'm just trying to make fun of the course.
The world has heard her say it now.
Yeah.
It's on the record.
Yep, it's on the record.
Let's get into the stuff, though. I want to thank Giordano and Noah for being here. And also, producer Sam is at the university. She doesn't go to the university. She is in grade 6 at Holy Names.
Elementary
school.
Elementary school.
Actually, isn't there a Holy Name?
Holy Name, yes.
Yeah,
Holy
Name.
Okay, now,
did you say
where we were today?
We are in the engineering building, which will bring us to our first topic about why we are upset with the engineering building.
Is this even the engineering building anymore? I don't even know. I don't even know what this is.
Normally, I would be the last person to complain about so many hot women in this building. But it's ridiculous, because there's no place for us to go anywhere, because even though this is the engineering building, it's full of non-engineers, because their building got the air conditioning shut off, some of them, and ours did not, so they're flocking to our building now.
Mm-hmm.
See, for the people who don't know and aren't from Windsor, the University of Windsor is having a strike right now, and we're having a lot of issues around campus.
Basically, everyone except the professors are on strike, so we still have classes, but all the support staff are on strike.
Yeah, and right now, a lot of the buildings are broken down, and the people who are supposed to fix it are on strike right now, so it's causing a lot of issues. But luckily, our beautiful engineering building here is nice and cool, which is why everyone's coming in here.
Invaded by these parasites who just want to use her air.
Yes.
It's not fair to us at all. Like, get your own building, go away. I don't want you here.
Yeah.
It's
our
full
space.
You can barely walk through the hallway. There's so many people. Where are we going to sit to film our pod? We had, thank God, the only engineers are allowed to rent rooms like this.
No,
really?
We had to.
Yeah,
we
you have to show a student card.
So we had to kick somebody out of here because the parasites just came into here and thought they owned the place.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
And then John was like, I didn't feel bad at all.
No.
You rented it. Why would you ever feel bad?
And we got to rent. Noah's got to rent it from Shelly Skur, so he was obviously really happy about that.
That's pretty exciting. Should we bleep out that name?
She's not going to listen to it.
Call her Mrs.
No, it's just like you say God. It's like Shelly Skur. It's just
that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
My
Jordan Skur did just follow us on Twitter.
Yes. My fluid mechanics prof, I have a class in Dillon, and it looks like he just got out of the shower during every lecture.
That was
how much he sweats.
That was everybody on campus yesterday.
I feel
so bad. This class.
This sweaty Asian looked like he just ran a marathon.
He just got out of a pool, for God's sake. His shirt was the sweatiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I'd like to give a shout out to all of my non-foreign profs, because I'm 6 for 6 this year in non-foreign profs. Well, technically one is kind of foreign. He's Asian, but like
that's pretty
foreign.
Good. That's
English.
Good. That's a good foreign.
He's good English, like really good English.
Which is
so
very
funny.
Rare if you're an Asian.
So I'm excited about that.
Anyways, that was a lot less angry. That was very tasteful.
Oh, I could be angry.
Go for
it.
You know what? Go and attack those homeless QP workers.
Jay, this is where the entertainment value comes into play.
See, just what I don't get is that we have the highest tuition as engineers as any other faculty.
Second highest.
Second highest to do.
Computer science.
They got they have a grand of higher than ours. Yeah.
They're a mess. They're a joke. Come on, computer science. Wait, fine. The actual most expensive, very noteworthy faculty.
Thank you. Well, we're the only noteworthy faculty other than nursing, so.
Oh, nurses.
We love nurses.
Yeah, we love nurses. Yes, there you go. But just, you know, I don't appreciate that we pay all this money and we can't even find a spot to sit in our own damn building. You know, it's like.
And co-op. Which is inconvenient for Selena, Noah, and I.
Yeah, like I don't see how it's how it should be our issue that they're having money problems. You know, like we paid our money, we should get the services that we paid for.
Reimburse me my money.
Exactly.
You're not giving me services, so give
and
me my
you're
money
gonna
back.
Gonna pay me
like,
money.
I just want to say a quick thing. I have trouble like releasing my anger without swearing.
Yeah,
like when I start swearing, it's like this is
sweet. We endorse.
I don't want to swear. I don't want to have to bleep.
We have a good bleep this week. Don't be afraid to swear.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, by the way.
One
check.
For Selena.
By the way, if you hear me laughing and it doesn't sound like I'm supposed to swear, it's because that's the beep for this week.
Yeah, this week's bleep is going to be Dragon's laugh.
It's actually an incentive to swear.
Yeah. I know.
Are those all bleeps? Because I just want to hear
Jay's laugh. Sorry, did you say?
Is it
Oh, that's a whole bunch of...
I don't know what. I'll figure out what I got to bleep.
Actually, you know, I think...
Let's move on.
Wait, okay. Now, she said blank sucker, and then you said... blank, blank.
Yes.
But now, is yours count as two?
I don't think it gets swore, it gets bleeped.
Yes,
I think
yeah,
so.
You bleeped it the first one.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, leave it up to producer Sam. Tell you. Yes.
I'll tell you.
Wow.
That's you can't just say.
Okay, well, you said twice.
You just did.
It's gonna get bleeped. So really, I said ha, or his laugh.
It's pretty easy for you guys. Pretty easy for you guys to say whatever you want. But I'm the one that does the bleeping, so.
Another thing I want to mention is that... This is the first year where mechanicals and civils are totally different.
Oh.
So I don't have classes with anyone, and I'm just kind of sad about that.
By anyone, she means Noah, Giordano, and I.
Yeah.
Because we...
No, name anyone. The only people I have classes with are Evan, Gibb, and Luke, and that's it.
Mr. Andrew. Cool guy.
Dreads? We call him Dreads because he used to have dreadlocks. He's a white dude that used to have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
It is sad, but thank God we have the pod.
Woo!
Thank God we have the pod.
Thank God for the
pod. It even rhymes.
Another thing we have to add to the pod. Let's just do this right now. Happy birthday to my mom.
Yes, actually, I meant to think about that. Thank you for reminding me. She texted me today and...
Can you read the text?
Yeah, I'll read the text from Selena's mom. Sam, did you know that your mom texted me today?
She is a whopping 40 years old today. Right, Sam?
Well, we don't need to
actually,
say ages. I'm going to bleep that age.
Bleep that out.
Wow, what's wrong
bleep
with
that
you?
Out. Okay, I'm
sorry. Actually, Mrs. Lab is actually 23 today. Actually.
And she used short forms, too. She's very trendy.
Yeah.
Tweets from Selena's mom. She texted me this around lunch today without me texting her. Hey, you haven't wished me happy birthday yet. What are you waiting for? 9/11, can you believe it? Oops.
That was rough.
Oh, that's funny.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Lazarin. I told you that I would say it on the pod. It's a big day. I don't know how you're celebrating tonight,
so I'm
but
really
have a good time.
Why would you ever reiterate oops in a text?
Because my mom's here.
Oops.
I'm going to crash it.
Are you crashing? I texted her today also. And I was like, how's your birthday going? And she said something like, 1 second. She said, as good as all the other days, except that I'm special. Ah!
That's something special.
Tweets from Selena's mom.
Text from Selena's mom.
Right, sorry.
Which should be a Twitter page. So
show
me a Twitter page for that.
Yeah.
That would only be for if she ever gets a Twitter account.
That's right. Which you learned last time. Okay,
wait,
we gotta move on.
What's it, but is that a swear word now?
Twitter? No, we didn't tweet.
No,
I didn't play Twitter.
Okay, it's okay.
Hey, it's 3:15.
What does that mean?
Remember movie?
Amityville
Horror. Oh.
Nobody gets that on the podcast. Let's
bleep. I just cut that.
Don't just say bleep. It's a lot of work for me to bleep stuff.
Okay.
Half this podcast is gonna be Giordano laughing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mess. It's just gonna be like
okay.
20 minutes of me just laughing.
Moving on. Kadri's contract. This also was gonna be a lot matter, except Kadri signed his contract, so we don't have to complain. He was asking for a lot, and we were upset because he was asking for $5.5 million a year when the Leafs only had $4.8 million in cap space.
Yes.
But he just signed a 2-year, $2.9 million deal, so I'm no longer mad at him, and I don't have anything bad to say except that. 2014 Stanley Cup champs, Toronto Maple Leafs. What can I say?
Let's go.
That's all you can say.
Because like next year they're gonna have some contract issues, so if they're gonna do big, this year's the year to go.
I have a message to Dave Nonis, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes.
So help me God, if you trade Joffrey Leupel anytime soon, I'm gonna be so mad because I just bought a Leupel jersey, and the last time I bought a jersey with someone's name on it, he got traded. 2 months later,
ooh.
Only jersey I've ever bought with a name on it.
Yeah. Producer Sam, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, I thought you were a Preds fan. Where did
I
this come from?
Equally
Samantha,
a Predators and
so
a Leafs
right
fan.
Now.
I like them both. They're in separate conferences. The only time they'd ever play is in the
conference
final.
Conference has to do with anything.
They never play.
So
once.
Okay, well, we'll call this year hashtag finals.
Preds.
Wait, now, who would you go for?
Well, we'll deal with it when we get
there. No. Oh,
when the Preds and the Leafs play in the regular season, I cheer for an overtime game every time, is what I cheer for.
Who do you cheer?
Who gets hit to
win.
Point, Ryan?
They've
Someone
never
wins.
Made it to an overtime game.
That's not, we're not talking about what has happened in the past.
I cheer for whichever team is losing.
You're,
if it's 3-2 Leafs, I'm cheering for the Preds.
If we went to a Preds Leafs game, what jersey would you wear?
Yeah,
I would wear both.
Which one on top?
Cut it in half.
I cut it in half and sew them together.
I'm genuinely surprised at you because you're usually like.
I know, I'm usually very dead set on one.
I'm not
yeah,
used to
you
okay? sitting on the fence. You never sit on the
I
fence.
I never sit on
yeah.
the fence, but I don't
know if Pride to his hockey team.
They're two completely different teams for me.
No,
the Leafs are like my childhood team that I grew up with.
Yeah.
The Preds are like the small market team that struggles and had Paul Kariya, so I cheer for them.
Sam, you're killing it right now with Twitter. You're killing it.
I mean, Nashville had Paul Kariya?
Yeah, that's why I started liking him, is because Paul Kariya is my favorite player. But anybody else want to add any Kadri's contract? Hopefully they get Franzen.
I don't really like Kadri.
Franzen?
Don't be an issue. Talk about that. I'm sure they'll be able to rebuttal to you and they'll get angry.
Say it out.
Sina got mad at the end of the last podcast and Giordano almost didn't come back on the pod because he was so rattled.
No, I just... It's all good. It's all good.
He was really rattled.
In my defense, I was not feeling well during the last pod.
Yeah.
True story.
It is true.
That is true.
Felt like a piece of. Felt like a piece of.
Oh, chalk it up. That's number six for you. So.
All right, we're done with the cat. We're done with cat. Let's move on. But let's just get an update on our swear count, please.
Selena's at six. Ryan is at you said it twice. You're like, is that a swear word? You said it twice.
Hashtag confirmed.
Sam's at two. Ryan's at three. So.
Well, very regular.
Right Selena, now, Selena's killing it right now.
Selena does regularly lead the bleeps.
Yeah.
I do.
You know what I'm saying, though? You should keep it on like your phone. Like, have it, like, tag every time someone swears. It'd be easier for editing. Okay?
I like
listening.
Like, I
like
listening
to
the whole podcast. And
enough.
I usually laugh at what
people
say.
Listen to our pod. Never.
Oh, so what's the next topic here?
I don't hear what it's made. I know what happens. But maybe I will.
All right, moving on to the next topic.
Ooh.
Sam.
No!
Sam.
Okay, so moving on to the next topic.
Producer Sam got face.
We all follow you, Sam.
So here's the story. No, stop, wait, before you start.
Yep.
Don't.
Before you start, don't start.
Hey, tweet that, Noah, tweet that. Before you start, don't.
I'm gonna talk about this first. My cousin got married last weekend.
I'm gonna cry. No, I'm
not. She had a Serbian ceremony, so it was really strange. Like, they had to wear
like
crowns
a Serbian
and stuff.
Film?
It was really,
I
had to walk around a table like five times.
I was still sober at this point.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway.
Keep in mind, like I said earlier, Sam's in grade six.
Oh, yeah.
Half a shot, done.
So then...
Let me clarify. Sam is in grade 10 and you were...
No, I'm not. You're still wrong. You're
16.
In grade 11 and I'm 16.
She's 16 in grade 11. Okay.
So anyways, we went to the reception after at Charo Club. Shout out to the Charo Club. Alessia and Crystal work there.
Woo!
And
not friends of the show yet because they've never been on
yet.
And not
never
listened
on the show.
To it.
We want to get Crystal on
listen.
Here.
And
but
they haven't listened to it. Maybe next
wow.
week, Crystal Dante.
Crystal Dante.
Ooh, hey. That's pretty good.
Smart.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
What's happening?
But please continue about Sam's drunkenness.
So then we just pretty much just, you know, drinking with the family. Casual drinks. We have more and more drinks.
Typical night.
This is
the last night.
It's an Italian wedding. It's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
So what... The unique thing about this wedding was that my brother's friend was...
Okay, now we have to stop. Selena,
this is part of the... This is part of what happened at the wedding. It's fun.
This is entertainment, Sam.
My brother's friend was attending a wedding two halls down. So... And then my brother's other friends knew, hey, we have two of our friends at two separate weddings. Let's
at
go
same
crash.
Place.
At the same place. Let's go crash it. So two of my brother's friends showed up also. So my brother was there with three of his friends. And then there was a whole other, like, younger generation at the wedding, just like us. And then we ended up just, like, all hanging out together and going back and forth between both weddings whilst drinking a lot of alcohol. So we're all feeling pretty good, but Samantha was feeling really, really, really good.
Sam, what was your drink of choice? She doesn't know.
Everything
she doesn't know.
She has a child take it.
Sorry.
Honestly, yes.
That was a loud outburst. Selena, what was her drink of choice?
Screwdriver.
Yeah,
because
is that vodka and orange juice?
No, it's actually really
good.
I didn't think it was good, but it was actually good.
Sambuca.
Did you light it on fire? Sambuca shots you're supposed to light on fire before you take them.
Sam likes Sambuca.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Tell me about how Sam was drunk.
I can sum it up in one word.
Slobby.
Woo! Yeah, the one word to sum it up. Woo! Every 10 seconds, Samantha would be like, woo! And actually, I'm going to try and post these pictures on our...
No, you're not going to.
Her and my brother's friend were attached at the hip all night, I'm just saying.
Ooh,
my mom was like,
older
whatever.
I wasn't in... No, stop. Let me...
Is there another wedding in this season?
Producer Sam has a floor.
Okay, listen.
Let me say one more thing. Her and my brother's friend were like photobombing my cousin the bride's pictures all night. So then she posted some pictures on Facebook, and her and my brother's friend are just like in the background with every picture.
Let me post them on Twitter.
I
wasn't in the right state of mind. I didn't know what I was doing.
Wasted.
Oh, you know. Were you been there?
So Sam is a woo girl.
Were you hungover?
Yeah, she's a woo girl.
I'm saying,
were you hungover?
I'm saying, but like for the audience out there, like what's like the scale of drunkenness? Like from like 1 to 10, what was she?
From like 1 being you just had a casual drink.
Yeah,
to
like
two.
10 being like
no birthday drink.
Like yeah, no
not
birthday drunk.
Like she did not
like,
throw up. But
9 3/4 drunk.
She did not throw up, but she was hungover the next day.
Okay.
Well, I woke up and I was still drunk.
Yeah,
that's good.
So,
your next challenge is to drink an entire bottle of guilty men.
That's
not good.
Hashtag
no.
Guilty men.
Yeah.
It's actually an official sponsor of the
so
can Guilty Men sponsor this podcast?
Is it that wine?
The Guilty Men wine that,
that
Selena and Noah drank the whole thing up?
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
You guys
want
to share?
Yeah, you.
So basically, in sum, Sam got really drunk and tried to hook up with one of your brothers.
I did not! Stop!
I think the wrong word. You're saying try.
No!
Did Sam ever Did Sam ever disappear for moments that you didn't know where she was?
Yeah, that's yes.
No! 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 Okay. First
hey, that should be the bleep!
That
should
go,
no!
The bleep should be
surrounded
by going,
woo!
I didn't try or want
we got lots of potential.
Hook up with anyone!
Okay,
oh my god. Is my face really red?
Okay, it's fine.
It's
pissed. Selena's is actually redder than yours right now.
Yeah, Selena's really red right now.
Because I'm not laughing.
Never again, but it's probably gonna happen again.
Yeah.
That should be a soundbite. Never again, but it's
saying,
probably gonna happen
again. Like, which part might happen again? The drinking or
no,
knocking out?
No, we did it!
Girls just wanna have fun.
Sam could have been on an episode of Girls Gone Wild, okay, Sam?
Whoa! That's a whole other podcast!
Do you know what happens on Girls Gone
no,
Wild?
I've never seen
that's
that
a whole
show.
Other podcast right there, guys.
Girls Gone Wild.
You are underage.
Girls
yeah,
Gone
exactly.
Wild is
stop.
People flashing.
I swear I didn't flash.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've never seen that show. Never mind. I take
if
that
you
back.
Want it, I can send it over to you. That's fine.
Noah's got the whole collection. You want Mom's Bang Teens
no,
2?
No, I've never.
Or one.
Okay.
Or...
I would like to take
not,
that back
single.
Because I've never
nothing.
Seen that show. Okay.
It's a movie.
Wait, you have number two. This
it's a movie?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I don't know.
It's not on cable network. It's like, oh, I'm flipping through ABC. Oh, Naked People. Sweet.
If Selena embarrassed me, can I embarrass her?
Yes.
Oh.
Very
oh,
much so.
What's
yes.
This about? This is happening right now.
Do it. Say it. You already said
yes,
it.
Please.
There's dirt. It's gone.
Go
it's out
no,
there.
No, I don't want him to get
don't
mad.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
I should never have said anything.
You can't say it and then not say it.
Oh, come on, Sam.
This
Sam.
Pod is taking
the 20 people know
turn
now.
Into left
just
field.
Blurt it out and say
the
it.
The 20 people know the stuff to know.
Just go
yeah,
for
come
it.
On, go for it.
He hasn't even
hanging
now.
Can you whisper in my ear?
No.
Something about...
Something about what?
Just say it.
I think
say
I heard
it.
About this.
I don't know. I have no idea what she's about to say, so...
Just say
I don't
it.
Even, I don't want to say it and
hint
then get
it.
Mad.
Hint at
I
it.
I probably will, so...
I know!
Come on!
We're wasting time on the pod.
Okay, it's just...
So, alright, next topic.
No.
Come whisper it
no.
In my ear. Come here,
just
I can't.
Say it.
I'm plugged in. You gotta
just say it.
I'm coming over.
No. Oh.
I just want to hear what it is.
Yeah, so do all our listeners.
About Selena being
what?
Some kind of animal.
Stop.
Can we say it?
Can
we say it?
Can I say it? No.
Yes.
Oh, say it.
I said I didn't want you to say that thing about me.
Whoa.
You said it anyway.
Yes. Celia, just say it.
Selena
might
be. Yeah, I did it. I'm a cougar, okay? I'm such a cougar for the Frosh and
oh,
you.
Oh, we knew that.
No, I am not.
For which one?
I don't know why she said.
Oh.
For Hot Frosh Engineer. Hot Frosh.
Is
it
true
about
is
the
it,
Hot Frosh?
Wait,
Anton.
Do you know,
no,
who,
I see
you know who it is?
Already.
Sam, do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Is it Matt Fratton?
No.
No, it's Anton. The Frosh
that
Frosh.
I know she likes
Matt. Okay, hold on. This is leading. Can we, should we just move into Frosh Week as our next topic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
officially.
Wait, one second.
We should add names.
This needs to, the name has to be
yeah,
bleeped, okay?
Yeah, for sure,
bleep
for sure.
Okay, we'll bleep the name.
I'm not ashamed.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of that.
Sorry, okay. Here's the background information right now. This is the second week of our semester. Last week was Frosh Week. Selena, Giordano, Noah, and I were all Frosh leaders because we're third year engineers. Giordano was an honorary Frosh leader.
He led the tours for our group.
You know, I was back on Waste on Friday, so.
True. Obviously, the guys, being in engineering, there's always one or two Frosh females who stick out because there's very little girls in engineering, so the hot ones stick out very quickly, and there's consensus number one among them. We won't say the name.
I don't know, maybe not for Noah, but...
Of the people who came to Frosh Week, it was, there was consensus number one person.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yes.
Pink.
Yep.
Yes, and then we were just talking Thursday night, we're like, who is the best looking guy? Because like 95% of people here are guys, and Selena wouldn't answer. So then we got really curious. We're wondering who it is. Turns out, we don't know who this guy is, but his name is and he was in Selena's group.
Wait, what's his name?
And Selena banged him.
Selena, she was like, she was on Girls Gone Wild.
Selena was on Girls Gone Wild. Do you want to talk about this, Rush? Why is he the number one?
And why is it Matt Fratton number one?
Why is Matt Fratton not number one? There's a Frosh
no,
named Matt Fratton who's
okay,
clearly
why,
the best looking Frosh.
Why is Nick number one?
Because she's the best looking Frosh.
Right,
there was like
why,
maybe six girls
yeah.
at Frosh Week.
No, that's why I think he's number one, because he is the best looking one of
Jesus
females. Yeah, Selena,
wait, 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 wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait,
wait,
wait, wait, wait, what are you doing right now?
I don't know. Okay, what are you trying to do?
I'm being
we're
a producer and producing whatever my the what clients want. You don't want me to produce a picture of this guy.
Like, yes, we want a picture of
him. Show the picture.
You would like to?
You know, we all walked by him yesterday, but I didn't see you.
What? Come on.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna keep an eye out.
Wait.
I'll say like,
what does that
we can have a whole conversation on this. Okay. I want to
Selena.
See, I feel like what do girls judge people on? They don't guys are like,
okay,
boom, you know?
Yeah, guys judge on
really?
Four, maybe five
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Boobs, butt, face, body, legs.
Yeah. Yes. And see, girls always think it's just like...
Yeah, what do girls base us on? What do
I don't know.
This is interesting. I want to hear this. What do girls base guys on? What, like...
Yeah.
What
there's
yeah.
boob guys, there's ass guys.
And
legs.
I'm saying, like...
I'm a legs man, so...
Wait, I'm saying, like, assuming, like, people are, like, fully clothed. Not, like, you can't say, like, abs, because, like, you don't see someone's abs when they're,
like... Yeah,
like,
when you see...
Around,
dude, tell us how you...
Like,
yeah, I want to image
you. I don't really...
On the first glance, what do you think?
I know.
Sam.
Go for it, Sam.
I don't really
go
know.
Producer Sam, please, enlighten us.
I like neck veins.
Did you say neck veins?
I did.
Let me just...
No!
So
no.
Sam wants someone who's on steroids.
No, not that. No, you don't have to be on steroids.
Okay, so you've been like...
Let's regulate. We're getting...
Can I just clarify? She said neck veins.
Sam, I'm backing you up on this one.
Like,
yeah, I'll give you a picture. Yeah,
show me.
We'll tweet it.
For example... Zayn from One Direction has
Is that like this week's hashtag? Hashtag neck veins?
Hashtag neck
veins. So what hashtag did before?
Yeah,
it's
no.
not a real
No, neck veins, yeah.
Yeah?
Wait, you too?
It's
yeah.
a girl, you
okay,
know
Selena,
the girls trying to
Okay, Selena, can you please explain to us neck veins?
I don't know, just...
I need to get me some neck veins.
Come on!
That's disgusting.
No, it's
see?
Not! That's a
Let me see.
Can you tweak that picture?
It's not a thing, so
how?
Like it is for sale.
No, okay. So what are other things that maybe
What are other things that you like?
When guys wear sweatpants.
She can see the dollar?
No, I didn't even look at that.
Stop yelling. Everyone stop yelling.
No, it's just attractive.
Sweatpants and neck veins, alright.
Sweatpants?
She's in sweatpants.
That's not classy. I would never go in
public.
Can you see it?
Well.
You can see it.
No, that's
Exactly why I say.
Also, when they wear long sleeve shirts, but roll.
Oh my God, Crystal's coming.
Tell Dante to come.
No, no, we don't have time. We're already over half an hour. We have to do it for next episode.
Noah,
I think Dante's
listen,
class.
All girls no, think bad. Like this. That's what you don't understand.
Okay, can I have some input?
Yes,
okay,
please.
The
no
thing
tattoos.
Crystal, or Selena, please go.
Okay.
Actually, tattoos are okay because Zing has them.
Yeah,
probably
none. Some of his.
But I don't
shit.
Really have a thing.
Sorry.
Alessia's thing are eyebrows. Alessia loves
like,
the eyebrows.
Neat, clean eyebrows, or she's into unibrows?
I don't know. She's like some.
Hello?
Bold, like, I don't know. She loves
she wants
eyebrows.
Like furry eyebrows?
No, like.
She's
know,
just
she's
like big, bushy
eyebrows. A lot of girls like.
Not you,
the
jawline. Cheekbones, good
jawline. Jawline.
Yeah. I don't know what a good jawline is.
That. How about beards?
Yes, yes. A good job.
The thing is, okay, here's the thing
beards
with them is that some people, like, scruff is cool, but some people don't know how to work it.
How about Mike's beard?
That's
true.
Mike's just a caveman in general.
Or shave his beard.
Geronimo, I like your beard.
Thanks, Noah. Thank you, okay? I need someone to say it.
Mike's okay.
No, you like his beard because you can't grow a beard.
It's true. I like to be inspired.
He likes it when we make out, okay?
Yeah, that tickles my chin.
The people who try to,
pleasure,
like, the people who can't really grow a beard but try to have scruff doesn't work because it just
me,
looks
Ryan.
Like
I haven't had a chance to shave yet, sorry.
But, like, no, did you not shave it so it's like all here or no? Or
that's just way it's growing. It grows in patch, it grows in my chin and my sideburns,
okay.
Right?
So it actually looks like you purposely like.
No, I just haven't shaved in 3 days.
It comes in handy though.
Yeah, I've
a busy life, man. This morning, Noah picked me up at 8:15, and I woke up at 8:10 because I set my alarm for PM.
No, just like right here, it looks thicker than anything else. I would assume maybe you're going for the whole goatee thing.
Should
that's
I?
All. Maybe, I don't know. I mean,
so
should
decision.
Tomorrow we'll shave everything else except for that. See how
okay.
It goes.
All right,
we'll
I'm sure I'll be traveling in the beach.
Swimming, throwing.
Is there anything else you want to add on Frosh Week while we're this?
Yeah,
took a sidetrack. It was a good sidetrack.
Yeah,
track,
it was a good sidetrack. We should let us go.
Yeah.
I like going off topic.
Yeah.
What else happened in Frosh Week? Frosh Week, we were a little bit. I don't know, we want to get to the politics of Frosh Week.
We will not get into the politics of Frosh Week, but there were politics at Frosh Week.
You don't understand.
All I need to know is that there was a frosh named.
Hey, I'm professional.
He's a boy.
Hashtag.
The coolest part for me at Frosh Week was.
Boats.
The cardboard boat races.
That,
we gave
that
them
was cool.
I caught myself in swearing. A lot of cardboard.
I'll give you half a swear.
A lot of cardboard and duct tape, and they had to make boats that the Frosh themselves could actually get in and get across the St. Dennis pool.
And who was the winner?
Crucial Sam.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Part of my group.
Part of Noah's group.
And you guys will never know who won because you just heard Geronimo laugh there.
No, I didn't swear.
You said something I don't like and I bleep it out.
Oh, no. He's
obviously
going to
bleep anything about Dante. We bleep anything good said about Dante.
Yeah.
Oh,
but he
said like that. Dante.
I don't know. I just heard.
It's harsh.
Yeah, he, but.
This is moments.
He's a ladies' man.
Where are we at right now, by the way?
About a half hour.
This is what I found out about my brother, though. It's like, we were talking about this the other day. I'm like, you have a completely different way of speaking when you talk to women. Here's how it works. I don't know what it is, but if you make fun of a woman, they actually like you more.
What?
And I hate that.
Don't know how it works.
Girls are stupid.
Girls are stupid.
For example, Crystal. Every day, I'm asking, like, yeah, no one likes you, you're a dummy. And now I'm talking. It's like, see? He makes fun of her so much, and actually, she's like,
I do say that a lot to you,
know?
Selena.
Yeah, it's like, see, then,
no,
see,
but
that,
it's banter.
Eventually,
it's
like,
it is banter.
It usually flips me off.
So.
It's like, oh, you're a dick man. After it's like, oh.
Flip me off.
It's
right
like,
right.
Dante, flip it off.
Little
things. Yeah. See, but Dante said the exact same
face.
Stuff. Dante says the exact same stuff to Crystal as he did to St. Fonz, and Fonz gets really mad about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, just like, I find that when you're talking to guys, he always talks about, like, just normal things, but as a girl, it's like. Like, for example, during Frosh Week, when you kick Pink's hat out of her hand, it's like,
yeah,
no,
like, now she'll remember who I am.
But I'll bet you she does. That's the thing.
Oh, I have never met anyone with a bigger ego than Dante. Oh, God.
Okay.
He's very confident.
He got more action in his first week of engineering than I did in the past 2 years, okay? So he can go to wherever he wants.
You had a girlfriend.
And you had a girlfriend for one of those.
I know,
two
exactly.
Years.
That's the sad part.
Oh, God.
Okay. Anything else on Frosh Week, or should we move on? Producer Sam's giving us the wrap-up symbol. There it is.
I think it's one thing that I was sad about Frosh Week was that last year I knew like every single Frosh. This year I didn't get to know all of them.
There was less. It was like three times more people this year, so it was tough to get to know them. Let's give a shout out. It also sucked this year because Kevin wasn't with us. So shout out to Kevin because he was the best Frosh director, Frosh week or leader we ever had.
Oh jeez, guys, what's the next topic?
No, we're gonna save Fargo.
Come on!
I'm gonna text my brother. Sam, text my brother.
I tried so hard.
Let's
text
do.
Text my brother. Tell him to get here so we can talk about Fargo.
You want to do a YouTube video of the week or TV themes? TV themes.
I do TV themes.
Okay.
I'll go first.
We're gonna do TV themes. Can you turn off the?
Yeah, sure.
Ready?
Selena's TV theme for Pod 4. I know, it's Zoe 101.
Yeah!
Oh, quick.
Listen to the whole thing.
I always love seeing the evolution of the characters from season to season.
I'm gonna go back to normal now. I was always so depressed when the end of that show. Oh my god.
I didn't like the finale.
Oh, I love
it. I was pissed off that it took them like
annoying,
15 seasons or whatever for Chase and Zoe to get together.
I liked the Jet-X episode.
That's the very first episode.
Did you get that?
Did your neighbor actually have a Jet-X?
Yeah, I swear to God, this summer my neighbor had a Jet-X.
Really?
I sent you the picture.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, maybe it was really creepy to go into his garage and take a picture.
I'm just, you said if I sent you a picture of the beautiful girl on the job site, that you...
Which you never got a front picture. You just sent me a picture of her back.
Because I got in trouble.
He did get in trouble, actually. That's true.
And for the sake of future job prospects, I'm not talking about it.
Do you want to go back to that company, though?
The company that she works for, I actually might want to.
I'd like to go work for that company, too, man.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a message.
Oh, message.
From?
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm chilling downstairs with a friend. Do you need me?
Yes.
We're gonna talk about Fargo.
We can wait 15 minutes.
Just say, oh geez, if you wanna talk about Fargo, come up here.
Yeah, only if you want to. We have other stuff to go through before we get to Fargo anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Can I do mine?
Yeah, buddy.
Alright, my theme of the week.
Say, go back to whatever then.
Rugrats.
Yes.
Oh, that was quick.
Because we used this on our,
remember? No, we didn't.
Oh wait, we were going to.
We used Recess.
Right.
For your stats project?
Our stats project.
Oh. This one would have been funny if you said it would have been.
That was one of the picks. That was like a early draft of the commercial.
Yeah, I'm
this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good.
Here.
This honestly sounds like it could be a song from Mario Party.
It does, I agree.
Like when you go into one of the shops.
I think they actually have a song like that in Mario Party.
Can you do it again, Sam? My phone sucks.
Like, I think in Super Mario Sunshine, they have a song like that.
All the Mario games are just gold, they're awesome. Should we move on? Let's do Guest of the Week then, Selena?
Oh yeah, introducing!
You've heard it before, Noah Brister, back for Noah's terrible childhood.
Do you have
my childhood? That's really a very name for us. That's more catchy.
Hey, sister.
No, that's on my old
story. Go on, slow.
I will get the intro for
Crystal.
Oh, wait. I think we need to change the song right now. I think Miss Crystal Roma is in the room.
Oh my god.
Welcome to the pod,
you
Crystal.
Laughing.
We are filming live, and Crystal is
Ryan's here.
Oh, Ryan!
Come on in
to the pod.
It is a party in the
that
pod, everyone.
Wow.
Ryan just realized I bought a Joffrey Loophole jersey, and it's
where'd you get that?
Sport check.
How much?
$200.
Damn.
Worth it.
Hashtag worth it. Okay.
Wait, one sec. We need to tell them the game rules.
Are you recording?
Yeah, it's recording right now.
So, no, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh,
this week's leap is Jordana's laugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to swear. You're gonna get mad.
So I'm gonna swear right now.
I leaped a lot of your stuff out last week.
There we go. Brandon, I'm a little checkmark for you. I come out calling for you when you came here, and you did it.
You can talk, but This room's really echoey, so
try
to
try
to
one.
Try
to
get your first step mark.
Like, what just
only
happened?
Only one or two people
okay.
talking at a time. Okay, let's talk about
take your sign. Why'd you wear it today?
Have you signed his contract?
What do you think about that?
Selena doesn't like Kadri. I'm just happy they finally signed him.
I'm happy they signed him. I still think it's a little.
High?
It's a lot.
Yeah. It is a little bit high, but it's better than
like
5.5 what he wanted.
Yeah. Almost $3 million a year. He's only played half a season.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit high too,
but
I'm just glad.
You gotta sign him.
I said they were saying that he is like fifth in the league for points per 60 minutes last year.
Yeah, and he played 44 games last year.
No, he played 48.
Did he play the full season? Okay,
well,
you know, half a season.
44 and 48.
Half a season. Okay, let's get into Fargo. Brian, can you intro us?
Oh, jeez.
Noah's childhood will be after Fargo.
Yes, we'll talk about Noah's childhood after Fargo because Brian's
here right now. This was Brian's pick for a movie, so right. Brian, please talk.
So, Fargo's been on my like to watch list for like a good amount, like over a year. Because I heard it was good from friends. And then also on IMDb, it was on the top 250. It was over 8. You know when a movie's over 8 on IMDb, it's gonna be a solid.
The highest rating on IMDb is like
9.2
or something like that.
But you know it's a solid watch if it's over an 8, like regardless.
Theoretically.
Yeah. And IMDb has never failed me before, so.
Until today.
I was excited to watch it. I was like, guys, like, and I didn't know you were coming over. I was gonna watch it anyways. But then I found out you were coming. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, you guys wanna watch this movie?
When we filmed Pod 1.
Yeah.
That was that day.
Pod 1.
Three.
The last
three.
Pod 3. Pod 3.
I meant Pod 3, sorry.
Yeah. What are you smoking over there?
So yeah, I was actually...
Sam's alcoholic, not you.
Yes, I passed the torch.
So
I'm
Brian.
So screwed.
But I was excited to watch it because, you know, I've been meaning to do it for a long time, so it's supposed to be good, and then, you know, it's like they say, oh geez, like 100 times.
Ooh,
it's like,
oh,
it's
geez,
so slow. You're waiting for something to happen, and then... Guy gets hacked in the neck, someone gets put in a wood chipper, and the movie's over.
In the wood chipper?
You know, for anyone who's seen Fargo, I want to know what happened to the other $990,000.
Yeah.
$910,000.
It's true.
No, $920,000.
$920,000.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, nothing happens in the movie, and then it, like, just ends. It's so slow.
And also?
For me, the best part was the guy in the wood chipper.
Yeah,
in the wood chipper.
But that even when it was in the wood chipper, like, I'm assuming that's your friend in the wood chipper there.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Dead. Also, since we're Canadian, I really thought that movie was filmed in Canada. I didn't realize Minnesota people sound like really North Canadians.
It's true.
Like really North Canadians. And like the only difference is they don't say A. Other than that,
yeah,
it's exactly Canadian.
It was
sure.
The most Canadian accent you've ever heard.
And also,
oh geez, Margie, gotta go outside and get the car started.
I can't believe she won an Academy Award.
How did she win a Best Actress?
I feel like there's something wrong with us for not liking it.
And also, I want. What about that Chinese guy in the movie?
Yeah.
He came in for like
some
five
Chinese guy comes in.
They had a 5-minute
no
conversation about nothing.
And Prince was in the movie.
Prince was in the movie.
Guys,
the artist.
I just like to point out that we have fans watching the podcast from outside the room right
picture
now.
Take a picture of him. Tweet
it. First fan to
and
tweet.
I walked down to at the best part of the movie.
Sam
part
looked like a mentally challenged like kid in his pictures.
Well, Brian, it was an action shot.
Action shot.
These two people were just having sex on the bed.
Well, you know. There were so many pointless scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was 30-second scenes of just the most pointless stuff. Like, two couples both banging on separate beds
and
for 30 seconds
later.
And
watching TV.
And that was the one that
Mr. Buscemi
there
banging on me. I was like,
fantastic.
Come on.
And it had it had nothing to do with the plot.
No.
That's what I didn't understand.
No.
There were so many scenes that had nothing to do with the plot.
Like,
do you think we're not analyzing this deep enough? Like, I don't...
It got 7 Academy Award nominations and 2
like,
wins.
You know, I'm not that guy. Like, there's some people who, like, love those mindless action movies, like, where nothing happens. Like,
no.
World War Z, where 8 zombies chase him 18 times, and some people love that, right?
If
but,
you know what you're going... You're, when you go into that movie, you're just going... You know it's the action. That's
yeah,
what
like
you pay
I,
for.
You know, but I actually like films. I like sitting there and sitting down, like, watching a nice movie by myself and analyzing it, whatever. I like that. So I thought I was going to like Fargo, but nope.
It was awful. We do
really disappointed.
This podcast does not recommend you watch Fargo.
No, not at all.
Enemy of the show.
Fargo is this week's enemy of the show.
March.
The whole cast of Fargo.
No.
Especially March.
Especially March.
Margie.
Margie.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, for sure.
Hey, you guys work at our host, right?
Hey, it's Griffin.
Oh, that's Griffin.
Oh. Yeah, speaking of alcoholics.
We have two fans now. Wow.
Look at all these fans watching.
Look at
the
this. Wow.
Should we move on to Noah's terrible childhood?
Yeah, Noah's terrible childhood.
Hey, are we how they party with Bond or something?
No, we're not.
No, I heard about that.
We haven't told that story. We haven't told that story yet.
All
the
is
the
best friend. That's all he is right now, okay?
Alright, Noah,
I'll come later.
The mic is yours.
This is a story of when I was in grade one, and we decided to take a trip to the Toledo Zoo. And what happened was we went there, and it was super hot, right? It's super hot out, and we're going to see all the animals, and I personally like the pandas. I want to see the pandas, right?
Baby pandas are really cute.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going, and then we get back on the bus, and we're, like, super hot. Air conditioning is not on the bus, right? So we're standing there. Me and my friend, actually, Jordan Gagne.
Yes, he is a classmate of ours.
I'm sure he'd be proud of this as well, but it was really hot in there, and we found an ice pack in his backpack, and we're like, oh, it's so we started putting it on our neck, right? We're like, okay, ooh, and they're like, it's not really working like this. So we're like, what's in this ice pack? And they're like, it's got to be ice, right? So we eat the entire thing. And then my science teacher, grade 10, told me if I go blind when I'm 40, we'll know why.
Noah's terrible childhood.
So let's just sum this up. You ate the insides of an ice pack.
Yes. All the blue chemical stuff.
Was
yes.
it? Was it
Which
one of those bag
ice.
Ones or a plastic one?
Huh?
Like, was it like hard plastic?
No, it's like the plastic bag one.
Oh,
so we ripped it open and...
Oh, jeez.
How did it taste?
It tasted weird, but we're like... Our thoughts going on are like, are we like that hot that we're just like tasting weird things right now? It's gotta be ice, right?
Yeah. It's that hot in Windsor right now that we could probably go for an ice pack.
We could go for another ice pack.
See, these guys eat ice packs and they're in engineering. Both of them.
Well, you know.
And Noah's one of the smarter ones too, so maybe that was beneficial
question.
For you.
Is Brian now a friend of the show or an enemy of the show for swearing?
He's a sibling.
No, he's a friend of the show. Brian's a friend.
What are you talking about?
Swearing is not
an enemy of the show.
Brian's obviously a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Don't start.
Get
stop trying
here.
To start stuff, Selena.
Oh, that's a perk.
You know, at the end of the show, we're going to do a score of Lazarin swears versus non-Lazarin swears.
Watch, you guys are killing it.
Wait, you guys. Oh, we have Selena. This is not fair.
Yeah, you know what?
How many do
I'm
I have?
Lazarin right now.
Can we get an update on the swear count, please?
Okay, wait.
How many do I have?
The Lazarins together have 10. Ryan has 4.5 because he caught himself, and me and Noah are still good.
Wait, how many do I have?
If you catch yourself, the count is in
the
There you go.
Okay, I just want to point this out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this will get bleeped, but like, I thought it was hilarious how right when I walked upstairs in the CEI, it just smelled so bad, and all I saw around me was.
Yeah, well, that's engineering for you.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going
to say something else.
Dark people, it just reeks. So
I don't see,
like,
anything that needs to be.
Maybe
good.
There's a correlation.
Should we like reach the chicken marks too?
No.
Go like
you
sideways.
Have to be asleep. Brian, this comment was free.
Dude, but it's in your diet. It's like, you know, Italians eat pasta all the time. They eat like curry all the time.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
You can't say they smell.
It does. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Okay, Ryan.
Hashtag.
We can't listen to Ryan
because
he's
getting
more.
Okay, so we lost
more fans
on the show.
Yeah, Ryan.
Okay, let's move on
to you too.
Everyone, like,
okay.
Everybody into our white heterosexual fans.
You two video of the week.
And no Americans.
Everybody try to keep try to keep your laughter to a minimum. Since there's six of us in the room right now, Giordano, I'm looking at you since you have a very boisterous laugh.
It was not like that.
Right,
I would like to point out that there's actually 7.
Right, sorry.
Engineers.
I forgot myself. We have 5 engineers, a science kid, and a future prostitute. The
in
YouTube.
Grade 2, I have...
Brian, I didn't hear prostitution.
In grade 2, I wanted to be a prostitute.
Yes, in grade 2, I heard this story. Sam wanted to be a prostitute.
No, not a prostitute. I knew what a prostitute was in grade 2.
You wanted to be a whore?
Sure you did.
A stripper.
A stripper.
So she gets... And a teacher. No.
Every
she wanted to be a stripping teacher.
She wanted to be a stripper and a teacher, and she wanted to teach grade 2 so she could strip for her grade 2s. So she could strip... Great. You just said
it.
You're the producer. Get your headphones in and shut it.
Sam is the teacher from Billy Madison.
Okay. The YouTube video of the week.
Whoa. Jeez. She's getting...
No, you gotta get out of that.
You got it. You got it.
I'm done. I'm done. That's ridiculous.
That was inspirational.
That was awesome.
Have you ever had a dream like this that you could do anything?
Is that the only thing he said?
Yes, that's all he said the whole time. I had a dream that he finished that sentence because I fell asleep and woke up in between myself.
Again?
One more time? All right, one more
time.
Wait, should I have a party again?
Oh my god.
I think he said
you want him to do you so much you can do anything.
Oh, I should have liked that clip.
I think at the end he said, do you so much you can do anything.
Yes.
You have to give me a clip of all the sound clips you want and I'll make a file.
Do you want to do you so much you can do anything?
We will post this video on the YouTube video week.
Oh, that was painful.
We're coming up on an hour though.
That kid, that's the kid from the Jerry D sketch. When he talked
Bruno?
About kids, it's
Bruno.
The BR like that.
The guy would never follow with his finger too, so he'd read the sentence once and then go back and read it again completely different. And then the BR like it or the honey, and then the BR like it or the honey.
Oh,
that was frustrating.
So
Noah probably wanted to punch
that
kid. We got about 10 minutes before an hour, so
I think
we should
do the would you rather, I think.
No, because that's like a big topic, maybe for next time.
We could go on that.
Let's do would you rather. Let's do would you rather.
Maybe we should keep the decathlon.
We can push decathlon for next week.
I had a question.
Which one?
I think I was going to do this last one, but the reason why I don't want to do it is because I think you and I both have the same opinion and it would just be over really quickly. But
you
some
just,
people...
You have both of them. Let's just say that one and if we both agree, we'll move to the next one.
Okay,
okay, so the first one is, would you rather kill 100 puppies or kill one baby?
Puppies.
Get those puppies out of there.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
then.
We
have
to know
what.
Noah, let's get
Noah. Wait, what'd you say?
Kill
100 puppies
or one baby?
What's your answer?
Puppies.
Yeah.
An animal is not the same as
okay,
a
hold on. We do
you know
what a realistic question? Kill 100 puppies or smack a baby in the face? I'd still rather kill all the puppies.
I'd smack a baby in the face.
Guys, we have another viewer. Hi, Skirt.
I'm killing that baby.
Oh my god.
I don't know this baby. I know all puppies. All puppies are beautiful. There's some ugly babies.
Puppies.
And what if that one baby turns out to be the next Hitler? Then you got a problem.
Then look at me go. I got 100 puppies and you got no Hitler.
Okay, what was the other would you rather sleep
on? The other one was, would you rather go way back in time and visit your ancestors? Or would you rather go way in the future and talk to your... Great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd go to the future. There's probably, like, cool stuff in the future. They probably got, like, robot Taylor Swifts and...
Wow.
Like,
but
pills that taste
sure
like anything you want.
She has no heart.
Like, robot Taylor Swift sex dolls.
I knew you were going to say you were going there.
I said, but also, imagine, like, going to the past and going, like, iPhone. Everyone's like freaks out.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You'd be like, I'd be like the coolest guy in the world.
I'd like buy stocks in Apple. Don't ask me why. Just do it.
No, I'd go to the past.
How far back are these ancestors? Are we going back to
like pre-1800s?
Oh, well, that's...
Then I'd invent the wheel. Like I'm going back and doing everything before it was back then.
Pre-1800s.
I'll bring like a
invent
back
the
core.
I mean, I'd invent the car. And then instead of like,
can I bring anything I want with me?
Just yourself. Just bring yourself.
Can I bring anything with me? Just myself. I can't bring any technology.
Like,
are you
naked? Go to the future, obviously. There's cool stuff there.
No,
you
have
a Wi-Fi.
The point of the question. Oh my god. Is would you rather.
Life is gone.
Like,
the ancestors.
Like people. Yeah.
Well, my ancestors would all speak Dutch and Hungarian, so I wouldn't understand them.
My ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
My future people would probably speak like symbols or something like that, like wingdings.
Well, our ancestors live on a farm.
Everyone's
like
R2-D2.
You know what? I'm curious to see how Munja Cake my ancestors are going to get.
How Munja Cake?
You get me right, Jay?
Okay. I know what Munja Cake means. It's not just an Italian term. It's a European term.
You get,
the Portuguese use it very much.
I
want
to know how Munja Cake my
probably
like,
not very Munja Cake
like,
if they owned a farm.
Like, I have like, a cool
future.
Oh, your future is
like
super Munja Cake.
I don't want to see it.
You're going to start mixing, and then it's going to be really Munja.
Yeah, no one likes any mixing.
Can you imagine Erie Street in like 50 years? What it'd be like?
Well, what do you mean 50 years? It's all right now.
That we might
have. Yeah, that you have to be.
You know, it is true. It is true.
You know what, we should, as we're saying these things that need to get bleeped, we are in an engineering building, which is, we are minorities in this engineering building.
Yeah.
I hope there's no
Sorry,
it's okay, you're not in this faculty, you're good.
I hate the fact that...
Did you notice how many women were in this building when you came here today, Brian?
Yeah, but none.
More than, no, there were more women.
No, it was like 10 times more than a regular day.
Really?
Yeah, they
flipped. I just came here, like, just now.
Okay. Anyways, that's good. Would you rather? That was the.
She's a good
I'd like to also point out that it was pointed out to me last week for the coma poop that you, if you're eating through a tube, you likely also have a poop tube coming out.
Oh.
So there's not going to be a large amount of poop when you come out of your coma. It will be a regular amount of poop.
Okay.
That's still not fun. I mean, having to.
There's a lot of poop, but I think it might come out all at once.
That's
feel nice afterwards.
No, it's still not convinced.
Do you know what would be the worst job? Being the nurse who has to clean up, like, of a dead person when they die.
Brian, oh my god.
No. But why would you die, Larry? You.
Well, what's dead? What's
I
a dead
yeah,
person?
No, when someone dies, they like.
We're saying crap. We're saying poo, by the way. Poo.
I don't know how you get it.
Poo is what we're saying. This is gonna get bleeped, obviously. I have so much bleeping to do, you guys.
No, but actually, like, when you die, you poop pants.
A lot of bleeping. I have to bleep a lot this time.
By the way, Team Lazarus at 15 right now, so you know. Way to go, guys.
See, that was the first one that was accidental. First time I came in, he asked me to do it. And the second time I came in,
yeah, we
saw
two other after that.
He came in one time.
We're not at an hour yet, so if you want to quickly hit a couple things, I just want to say I bought a banjo.
Oh, I saw that. I was going to ask you about it.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's sweet. I love it.
Yeah?
I might need help learning.
Gallows Pole, Zeppelin. Learn that song.
I'm gonna go through basic banjo first before I dabble with Zeppelin.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I want to hear you. Oh, you could do some Mumford and Sons too. Right?
Mumford and Sons, I want to learn. Yeah, that's up there. But
what
I gotta go through like basic stuff first.
Or you, YouTube? You just learn from YouTube.
Is that what you suggest? YouTube?
No, see,
no
I
want to
see any
bit.
Other way.
No one's gonna teach me a little bit.
You know banjo?
Yeah, yeah. I played banjo before I played guitar.
Did you hear they said that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know banjo? Oh.
Sam, banjo goes with neck veins and
Sam, check out Noah's neck veins.
Sam, settle
down. Oh my god.
Like
what if you're that while playing banjo? What happens then?
Ryan, did you get a long
like a cowboy hat on just because it's strong.
Did you get
yeah, I bought it from Long and McQuaid in Windsor. Shout out Long and McQuaid.
Nice place, eh?
It was nice. Yeah.
Hashtag sponsors.
Really big, way bigger than I thought.
Yeah, they just redid it. It never used to be that big.
Looks good.
They added the keyboard section, right, to the left.
Yeah, but on the right they extended that way out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'll have to go over and check that.
Little preview for next week. We're gonna push the decathlon to talk about next week. We're still forming the schedule for the decathlon, and we're also hopefully gonna have Crystal back and Dante.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Come on,
so pretty much we're just gonna have a podcast of Dante wheeling Crystal.
Yes.
Hopefully. Wait, let's introduce Crystal. Let's introduce
Crystal.
Crystal,
say hi to the podcast.
Hello.
That was
do
very
unusual. Do you wanna give a little quick bio about yourself?
My eye is twitching at the moment.
Woo!
Yes. Crystal is a first year engineering student at the U. Also a female engineer.
Yeah. Ooh.
If you could tell.
Kinky. That's as kinky as engineering should get. Female in engineering.
Possibly gonna commit incest.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's possible.
She
didn't say no.
We'll have you on next week. When's your sister get back?
Tonight.
Maybe we'll have Alessia on next week too.
Ooh, sister.
So is Crystal a friend of the show?
Not yet, not until she's on.
Right. Alright, no, so next week you might be
friend of the potential show. Friend of the show.
That'd be interesting. If we had Dante, it'd be like 4-on-4.
Dante cannot be a friend of the show.
No. I'm saying 4 like guys versus girls, like a podcast. That'd be kind of interesting.
Oh. You know what we should do? We should have like a running gag, see who can like, you guys should compete.
For what?
For marks.
Marks.
Dante's gonna get
Dante's
not gonna be a competition.
Dante's box is gonna get mucked, okay? That's the way it's gonna be.
Dante has a box?
I'm saying in that case, he'd get wrecked for sure. Because
okay.
Dante has.
Selena, you wanna wrap this up? Anything? What are we gonna talk about next? This was the least angry podcast we've had so far, by the way.
Like, Selena only has 6 swear. Lazarus,
team,
let's go.
Don't we all?
Breathe, Brian. Breathe.
Don't we all?
Sorry.
Alright, this was.
And then we have the show, QP Workers.
QP Workers.
We're using a multi directional
mic. Get a job.
This is a hashtag omnidirectional mic.
Omnidirectional.
Yeah. To the QP workers, I hate to wait until your stupid lines.
QP, hashtag get a
job. I already have like 7 papers, guys. I don't need more.
Let's go burn down their tents after this.
Their hotel?
their hotel.
Oh, you want to hear something? Mm-hmm. So, like, I have a class that went from 8:30 to 10, and I had a class that went from 2:30 to 4. But the 2:31 got canceled right, like, we walked in, she's like, yeah, it's too hot in here, it was canceled.
So I've been waiting
around the university doing doing nothing.
Oh, wow.
it's too late.
You're just a mess.
I've been waiting around doing nothing since 10.
You're just watching YouTube.
I got a midday buzz at Sam's.
Yeah.
Yeah, good spot.
Noah and I ate a full pan of
those half pitchers.
Jordan did too, but you guys.
I usually go full.
That's regular for Jordan. Noah and I just love
those. Double little mini pitchers?
Yeah. I want those.
Taps, $5.
I have like a buzz.
I think we should do that
next time.
Shout out, Sam's.
We should have a podcast at Sam's. A live podcast from Sam's.
We already have a podcast.
So, like, last year I had like 2 mini pitchers. I was just out of it.
We should have a show. Let's wrap this up. This was Pod Name TBD. Like us on...
With Ryan Ginger.
We're on iTunes. Look for Podname TBD.
We'll post the link.
And our Twitter, at Podname TBD. Follow us. Tweet at us. Be a friend of the show.
Yes.
Thanks. Tune in next week for... I don't know where I'm going with this, guys. Help me out.
Well,
cool. For all the shenanigans.
More cool stuff. Thanks for listening.
Bye!